Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Chovot HaLevavot writes in the Sha'ar HaBechina Perek He, it is incumbent upon us to learn about how our body functions in order to appreciate what Hashem has given us and in order for us to see how great the wisdom of Hashem is. The Pasuk says in Iyov, Umebisari Echeze Eloa, from my flesh I will see Hashem. So let us analyze one part of our body, the blood. The Or Avigdor writes, the blood which flows through our circulatory system is an amazing substance which comes into contact with every tissue of the body. It carries rivers of nutrients to nourish every one of the body's 100 trillion cells. Different parts of the body require different nutrients. The ones that the hair need are different than the ones that the liver needs. There are thousands of different nutrients in the blood, and each one of them has to get to a very specific location. At the same time that they're traveling through the blood, many of these nutrients have to first go through hundreds of stages until they're ready to be used by the organ for which they're destined. Miraculously, while these thousands of nutrients are being worked on and being carried through the blood, they never interfere with each other. Imagine a delivery man with thousands of addresses to deliver tiny little particles to. And these particles have to be combined to form many different combinations, and he never mixes up one of them. This is our blood. It has 10,000 delivery addresses, each requiring different combinations of nutrients, and every delivery must be correct. If the nutrient was delivered to the wrong address, let's say calcium was brought to the brain instead of the bones, the person would be vulnerable to catastrophe, heaven forbid. Not only that, at the same time, the blood is also performing a garbage collection process, carrying away the used materials from the cells. Imagine there was an enormous pipe that extended halfway around the world, transporting milk to various locations. And at the same time, the pipe was also carrying oil for furnaces, and also carrying oil for cooking, and many other different types of liquids to be used as medications. And all these liquids were traveling together in the same pipe. And at the same time, the pipe is also bringing back garbage from the locations as well. And everything remains distinct and separate so they don't contaminate each other. This is what's happening in our blood 24 hours a day. Our hearts create enough pressure to pump the blood through 60,000 miles of veins and capillaries. It's circulating throughout the body 3 times per minute and traveling a total of 12,000 miles a day, and nothing ever gets mixed up with each other. And still, while it is doing all these amazing things, it is also getting ready for the possibility of an accident. In case of a skin cut, there's a danger that blood could just pour out of the wound. To deal with this, the blood contains a clotting agent called fibrinogen. It's a sticky substance that rushes from all parts of the body through the blood to the location of the cut to plug it up. But since it's sticky, we might ask, how is it traveling through the blood? Hashem made a system where the fibrinogen remains diluted and has the same consistency as the rest of the blood, and it only becomes sticky when it arrives to the vicinity of the cut. Then it comes into contact with air, becomes hard, and a scab is formed to close up the wound. We have airplanes that are equipped with a rubberizing lining in their fuel tanks. So if in case a bullet punctures the tank, it's automatically sealed and no fuel escapes. Hashem did this in our bodies in a much more sophisticated way 5,778 years ago. Marabu ma'asecha Hashem. This is just one part of the body and only a little bit about it. The wisdom in the human body is endless. If we take time to study and appreciate it, we will fulfill one of our main jobs in this world, Tehillati Yisaperu, to thank and praise Hashem. Have a great day.